We have never seen anything like this. We hear this story so often, and just all the miracles that Jesus performed, maybe sometimes we forget. Maybe we can call that the shock value, the amazing work that Jesus does, that Jesus did. This man who had been paralyzed, unable to walk, unable to move, through the simple word of Jesus was healed. Are we still amazed that when we go to confession, the simple word of Jesus through the mouth of the priest brings us this same healing? That we who are paralyzed because of our sin, unable to walk, are set free. And different words, but the same thing is heard. Rise, take up your mat, and walk. This is the message of healing and reconciliation and peace and joy that Jesus came to give us, and each day continues to give us. Do we have the humility of our hearts to live in this truth, that the simplicity in which Christ works can be the most amazing and magnificent event of our life? What a beautiful scene this is. And I hope that most, if not all of us, have watched the Chosen series. This scene is wonderfully depicted as these friends bring their friend to Jesus and tear through the roof and lower him down. And so this man who has been laying on the ground, laying on the floor for who knows how many years, finally gets to look at a man face to face. And that man he sees is Jesus. And then we have this reoccurring battle with the scribes and the religious leaders. Those men who thought they knew how God was supposed to act and were unwilling to allow their hearts to be opened to anything else. Their hearts were hardened. Their minds were closed. So we pray today for the grace, to allow the grace of God to soften our hearts and open our minds to the amazing and miraculous work that the Lord is doing in our lives, no matter how small and how simple it may be. We pray for the grace to have friends who are willing to do the outlandish so that we can encounter the mercy of Jesus. This man never would have been healed, never would have been set free, never would have walked had his friends not brought him to Jesus. And let's pray for the grace to be that friend. That when we see someone stuck in the hardness of heart, the paralysis of sin, that we're willing to do whatever it takes to get them to Jesus. Jesus has come to set us free. And as we continue to hear these amazing and astounding works of Jesus, let's pray for the grace to be astounded so that we too can say, we have never seen anything like this. Amen.